Report: Neighbors allege cops avoid responding to calls near George Floyd Square. By Amy Furr on May 1, 2021. People living near George Floyd Square are reportedly asking when Minneapolis police officers will answer their calls for assistance, according to WCCO. Early Thursday morning, a domestic assault victim called 911 for help. Even though she had been cut and was bleeding, she was told to relocate a block away so police could respond, the outlet said. Other residents have also reportedly been wondering when police will get inside the no-go zone to provide assistance. George Floyd Square has been a place for mourning and healing for the thousands who pay a visit. But for the people who live there, once night falls, they say it becomes a place where lawlessness abounds. The WCCO article continued. Scanner audio from Thursday morning tells the story of a domestic assault victim calling 911 for help from her home near 38th Street and Elliott Avenue. Is it possible to have her move at least a block away, maybe 38th and 10th? Copy, she is bleeding and cut everywhere, but we'll call her back and ask her to move a block away, the audio scanner says. A separate resident, Kimaya Whitehead Partee, claimed a domestic situation caused her to run from her home and leave her daughter behind. Once she got to 40th Street and Bloomington Avenue, someone called the police. Whitehead Partee alleged once she filed a report, officers would not give her a ride to her house located near 38th and Chicago. They were like, "We can't take you there." I was like, "What do you mean you can't go there? I need somebody to go to my house and check on my child." And they were like, "No, we can't go there." She claimed, adding, "They dropped me off at 35th and 10th at 1 o'clock in the morning and made me walk here." In March, a video report from the area showed the autonomous zone set up by a militant-style group around the Floyd Memorial. Barricades have been set up by protesters and supporters of the movement, News Nation Now journalist Brian Enton said in the clip. They don't allow anyone in, not even the police. Also in March, law enforcement leaders with local and federal departments announced plans to reopen George Floyd Square and hold people accountable for committing violence, according to KSTP. Robberies and assaults in the area jumped over 300% last year from 2019, with gunshots and victims also dramatically increasing, the outlet said. Police officers and even EMS workers faced challenges when responding to calls in the area because much of the time they were barred from entering, WCCO reported on March 17. Who wants to live somewhere where you can be a victim of crime and nobody comes to help? Whitehead Partee told the outlet this week.